You're listening to SBS News.
Atlanta police on Sunday released dramatic body and dash camera video of the police interaction between two officers and 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks, who was shot dead by police as he tried to evade arrest. Friday's shooting came after police were called to a Wendy's fast food restaurant over reports that Mr. Brooks had fallen asleep inside his car in the drive-thru lane. Officers attempted to take him into custody after he failed a field sobriety test, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Video showed Officer Devin Brosden responding to the call and calling for a DUI-certified officer. Officer Garrett Rolfe then arrives, talks to Brooks, and asks him to undertake a field sobriety test.
All right, just take a deep breath in, put your mouth over the mouthpiece, blow as hard as you can until I tell you to stop. Blah, 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 stop. Very good.
I just had a few drinks, that's it.
How many?
One and a half. Like I said, I was into the second cup. I wasn't even, I told her, babe, let's go, because I'm hungry.
26 minutes into the encounter, police attempt to handcuff Mr. Brooks, and he's seen on video resisting the officers trying to arrest him.
I think you've had too much to drink to be driving. Put your hands behind your back for me. Here, put your hands behind your back. Stop fighting. You're gonna get tased.
At this point, Mr. Brooks breaks free from the officers and runs away from them with what appears to be one of the police officers' tasers in his hand. A second videotape from the restaurant's cameras shows Mr. Brooks turning as he runs away, possibly aiming the taser at the pursuing officers before Officer Rolfe fires his gun three times. The bullets hit Mr. Brooks in the back, and he falls to the ground before succumbing to his injuries. Lawyers representing the family of Mr. Brooks told reporters that Atlanta police had no right to use deadly force, even if he had fired the taser, a non-lethal weapon, in their direction.
It's not a deadly weapon. I've had cases where officers have used tasers on victims, and they argue with us in court that tasers aren't deadly, that tasers aren't harmful. That's the case law here, that tasers are not deadly weapons. So before we even hear from their lawyers, who are going to say the same old thing they always say, you cannot have it both ways. You can't say he ran off with a weapon that could kill somebody when you say it's not deadly.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms held the press conference after the shooting. She said she did not feel the shooting was justified.
I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer. What has become abundantly clear over the last couple of weeks in Atlanta is that while we have a police force full of men and women who work alongside our communities with honor, respect, and dignity, there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
The city's police chief, Erica Shields, has resigned over the killing after terminating the employment of Officer Rolfe, the policeman who allegedly fired the shots that killed Brooks. The second officer, Devin Brosnan, was put on administrative leave. Both of the officers are white. Officer Rolfe joined the department in October of 2013, and Officer Brosnan was hired in September of 2018. Mr. Brooks' lawyers say he was the father of a young daughter who was celebrating her birthday the following day. The day after the shooting, local media showed hundreds of protesters in the streets incensed by this latest shooting. A short time later, the Wendy's restaurant at which Brooks was killed was set on fire, completely destroying it. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina told CNN that this incident did not require deadly force.
Now, the fact of the matter is he was drinking, fell asleep in a Wendy's drive-thru. So how, and they've already patted him down. He had no weapon on him. Where did they think he was going to go? So he's running away. My goodness, you got his car. You can easily find him, get back up. But no, You fired bullets into his back. That is not what you call correspondent force. And so I think the mayor is right. This did not call for lethal force.
This further unrest comes as the U.S. faces a historic reckoning on systemic racism, with mass civil unrest ignited by the May 25 killing of another African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody. Floyd died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Protests, which spread first around the country, then the globe, have forced a conversation on the legacies of slavery, colonialism, and white violence against people of color, as well as the militarization of police in America. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.